Those out there that have tuned in to True Sex Talk with Lady G Spot. I'm Lady G, and let's talk until we find your spot, shall we? Once again, I'd like to give a gentle reminder of our ground rules. This is a PG-13 grown folk talk show. We welcome your calls, your emails, and encourage you to tweet us, you know, get online and join us. You can go to our number to give us a call, which, of course, you know, when you dial in at 323-927-2906, then we'll bring you online and we'll discuss what we're talking about and what your views are, and we look forward to hearing them. A little bit about me. I am your host. I'm a published author, poet, and speaker. My first book is simply a how-to guide called The Art of Sucking, A Guide of Giving Great Head. This is written for women who want to know how to please themselves by pleasing their men. Although, fellas, the final outcome is your satisfaction. I'm currently working on my second book titled I'm a Ho, I'm a Ho, You a Ho Too, and that's a collection of stories from both men and women who email me their personal sexual experiences anonymously. The stories are funny, they're silly, they're sad, they're freaky, they're loving, and extremely informative. And I'm the Queen Ho. So during the show, you'll hear me say things and talk about my ho-isms, you know, ho-titude, low-ho, gutter-ho, Hollywood-ho, clay-a-ho, funky-ho, faux-ho, campus ho, play a ho, baba ho, he, she ho, or super ho, wannabe ho, and there are so many more. But my philosophy is simple. Whether you do you, him, or her, do it well, do it right, but do the do. All right. So tonight's topic. You know, we've had a lot of things in the news recently, and everybody knows about Clippers owner Donald Sterling and his lady friend, V. Stiviano. And V. Stiviano's full name originally was Perez. And so this is a woman who changed her name, just like Donald Sterling changed his name, because originally his name, I can't even pronounce it, but that was one of the reasons that he and his wife went ahead and made the change. A couple of facts regarding this whole Sterling and Stiviano. We'll call it an issue because she says he's like a father to her and she's his personal assistant. She claims that she has not slept with him. And if you listen to any of the recordings or saw any of the printback, you'll see that there's a section in there where he literally said, sleep with them, sleep with whoever you want, I don't care, take them home, you know, go out with them, whatever you want to do, but I don't want to see pictures of you and them on Instagram. So she says she was his wingman. She just took care of him. Well, the reason I'm bringing this up is because allegedly he's dealing with prostate cancer. And if that is actually the case, and Sterling is dealing with prostate cancer, then getting an erection is something that doesn't come easily. not during treatment based on some of the medications. You know, it does tend to be an issue there. Now, I'm not saying, however, that she's not doing lots of other things that can realm in several different areas, you know. She might appeal to his voyeurism, you know, I don't know. But one of the things that I really started thinking about, though, is mistresses in the sports arena. And it's amazing to how many of them there are. Now, of course, everyone's heard about the Tiger Woods incident, and, you know, there were at least three mistresses that became public. Now, supposedly there were more, but they definitely knew for a fact that Tiger had three. And, of course, that all started when Tiger ended up with a black eye and a vehicle that was wrecked in his own driveway. And a little bit later it came out, although he never actually went into any detail, nor did he confirm that his now ex-wife actually was beating him with his golf club. So it's a little hard to tell one way or the other. But, you know, I'll give you an example. There's a woman named Michelle Money who was linked to NBA power forward Carlos Boozer. Now, this was back 2008, 2009. And Boozer was still married at the time, though she claims that Boozer told her that he was divorced. But what actually kind of sets her apart is she actually made her own independent appearances in the tabloids based on a stint she had on ABC's The Bachelor, which was earlier, I think, in 2011. And she did fess up to the affair, but, you know, needless to say, shockingly, she was not kept on the show, The Bachelor. She was sent home not long after threatening to give The Bachelor Brad a black eye if he didn't agree to a one-on-one date with her. So some of the things I think that we hear about out there can be far-fetched, but the bottom line is, there are a lot of women out there that will do whatever it takes to get involved with a player or someone in the limelight. And then there are women who just don't know. They may not be women who know a lot about the athlete itself, but they were charmed. And I can tell you I totally understand that, you know. There was some charisma, there was a connection, whatever it may have been. You also may have heard recently, you know, tonight we've got Mayweather fighting, but isn't it amazing that just in the last 72 hours that Mayweather's been, you know, he did take his tweet down because his ex, he put it out there and put a picture up, a sonogram up, twins that his ex-fiance was carrying, and then he came out and said she got an abortion without his permission. And now she's dating Nelly. So what do these women have on these men? What are they doing? And is it all because of a pretty face, or is it because they got that killer? And they are, you know, putting it on them. Is that what it is? Or is it something even deeper? Is it something to do with possibly stroking that ego as well as other things? But, you know, all of these guys can have their pick and they can choose. And the ones that are married and what appears to be a happy marriage, their wives accompany them to all these functions, they do charitable work, you know, everything seems great. And the reason I say seems great is because unless you're married to the person, you really don't know what goes on behind closed doors. And I say that with all honesty. I have a very good friend of mine, which you all have heard from before, and that's my producer, James.
See.
And James, what do you think?
You know, you touched on quite a few things. You know, let me say first, you know, let's just give 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 boos for Donald Sterling one time. Boo. Anyway.
Well, you know, yeah.
All the other things.
We definitely want to say that. There's right now, no matter what is going on with Donald Sterling, and we're sorry if he's dealing with an illness, but the truth of the matter is, he is not a man that is liked. He is not a man who is respected. So, you know, it's unfortunate that he, at his age, especially at the age of 81, that he does not know how to keep his mouth shut. But, you know, he spoke about the way he feels, and the problem is people don't realize that there are some things that never change. And racism is one of those things. You either you are or you're not, period. So go ahead and let's move on and tell me some more of this about what you think of what I've just spoken about.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, first of all, with the before we get to Donald Sterling, because that's such a complicated, long mess issue. Well, I know you're going to get into a lot later, just stuff about her in general. But on the Floyd Mayweather thing, that's a pretty interesting thing. And I know a lot of people listening are, of course, getting ready for the Mayweather fight. But, you know, for the first time, Floyd has always seemed like the kind of guy that you can't really get to. You know, we know you can't hit him. We know you can't knock him down. But emotionally, he's been really, really tested over the last couple of weeks with this young lady by the name of Miss Jackson, who he really fell in love with. And the way the story goes is, you know, she was pregnant, and then she told him that, you know, the stress that he was causing her caused her to have a miscarriage. And what Floyd found out was that she actually went and had an abortion. She was pregnant with twins, his twins.
And wait a minute, here's the thing. You know how he found out, though? Someone in his camp was working with TMZ, and a TMZ reporter found a copy of the paperwork and presented it to Mayweather.
Wow.
Now, all of this a week before he's going to have one of the largest fights. And you know, boxing, and let me just say this. I've known some boxers. I know about boxing. And boxing isn't what it once was. You know, there was a time where, especially the United States, that we truly had all of the top heavyweight champions, and they were known worldwide. And case in point, Muhammad Ali today is one of the top figures in history who was a boxer. And then you deal with, you know, you've got Larry Holmes, you've got Joe Frazier, you have Ken Norton, you know what I'm saying? You have all of these boxers who are all heavyweight boxers. Now, you know, you've got a few boxers that were, you know, lightweight, middleweight, you know, even featherweights that made the news, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard, you know, I get that. But now we're dealing with already a sport which has not moved into the future the way I would have thought it would have, because it's been in existence so long. So a week before this fight, all of a sudden this person pops out with this paperwork. What is that doing to that guy's head?
Yeah, it's crazy. And that's the thing. That's why I think everyone's a little bit concerned about what could happen or what may happen in terms of this fight, because the guy he's fighting is a very, very hard hitter who just defeated his protege, Adrian Broner, who lost for the first time ever. And the other thing is now that Nelly's involved and what Nelly's doing, and Nelly always goes to Floyd Mayweather's fights. He always sits ringside. He always parties with them after
they were
the,
great
fights. Exactly. Now Nelly is fun, the fact that he's got her courtside at games, and I'm sure they're going to show up to this fight tonight together. But, yeah, that's a very, very messy situation. You know how Floyd reacted to this? You know how he's been dealing with it? I don't know if you watched the stuff leading up to the fight tonight, but Showtime has been having episodes on Floyd. So what he's been dealing with it is he now has five girlfriends, and they all travel together. They go to parties together. He takes them on private planes. He takes them in the same hotel. But he travels now with five women. That's how he's making up for this one young lady. So now he's making up for one young lady by having five young ladies. But with your money, Mayweather, hey, you know.
Yeah, but here's the difference. He's paying for those young ladies. You put it
any way you want to. It's like he told her, he said, look, she said she didn't want to have a baby because it messed her body up, but he told her that, look, everything in your body, I pay for. I will pay to have you put back together, you know?
Well, I mean, he already paid to make her the bionic woman. Her breast, her butt, she's had some facial work done, so he's already paid for that. And, you know, I got to tell you, I don't think on her end it had anything to do with her actual body. I don't think it had to do with that. Because any other woman would have those babies and got paid for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm being honest.
Right.
Any other woman would have had, oh, yeah, she would have had those babies and got paid for the rest of her life.
You know, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. It's funny.
Well, it's interesting you talk about this, you know, mistresses in sports, because, you know, we're in the middle of the NBA playoffs, as you know, and always around this time you start hearing stories about mistresses and being with players, everything from the controversy with Paul George and everything. And my question to you is, since you are Lady G, and you're more than willing to answer all things sex or whatever, you know, for a gentleman like a Dwayne Wade to have a woman as fine as Gabrielle Union, but yet still feels like he has to have another woman and even get her pregnant during this time period. You look at some of the alleged mistresses that LeBron James
has
been
linked to. But now keep in mind, during that
time,
they were – remember that Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle were on a break at that point.
Yeah,
when
come on now, let's be honest. They were not on a break. That's something that she told him, that her publicist told him to say so that she won't look like the bad person. You know, they were not on a break. That's all just contrived. Yeah, the public will go with that. That way you don't look like you're a bad person. And,
well, let me
neither one of you look
you
like, you know, you're messing with each other. So
We've discussed this several shows ago when one of the guys, and it was Mayhem. You remember Mayhem?
Yeah, right.
A friend, shout out to Mayhem. Mayhem he's my pal. We've had him on the show a couple times, and he's truly a player. I love him. He's great, and you know, it was just I enjoyed myself talking with him. But here's the thing: Mayhem said, and he said point blank, no matter what, you can be madly in love with your woman, and that's wonderful, but there is nothing wrong with her cookie. New cookie is new cookie, and
yeah,
that's all there is with, right? So
yeah, you're right.
Let me ask you, Let me ask you a question, James. Be honest. Think about this wholeheartedly.
Okay.
So you're at that event. The event is going great. You're part of, you know, the winner's circle, all right?
Yeah.
And you have a woman who says, I'm in the restroom around the corner, and I'll be in the first stall. Knock on the door once, I'll open the door and let you in. Now I'm going to give you something that you'll never forget. Mm-hmm. And you go and tap on the door because now you're curious. What is she talking about? And she's beautiful, drop-dead gorgeous, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me that when she opens up and says, ah, that you're
I'm not,
not
gonna feel the silence.
Going to you're not going to proceed?
I'm going to feel the silence. You know what? I would do that if I was at this event with my lady. If I'm there with my lady and get a text message like that, that's spontaneous.
Uh-huh.
I might just sneak off and say, hey, look, I left something in the car. I might still go down there. So yes.
And that's my point. Now, it doesn't mean you don't love your lady.
Right. Don't mean I don't love my lady. It means that,
But what is? Is this because of the spontaneity? Is it because she's gorgeous? Is it because of the shock value of somebody is going to do this and it's exciting for that moment? Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. I think it's a little bit of all of.
I think
it's spontaneity number one, because if she wasn't a 10, but maybe she was a 5, 6, I would still do it. You know, because of the spontaneity of it all.
Because it's a turn on. It's a huge turn on, right?
Yeah,
who's the player? And Jackie is his wife. She's on Basketball Wives LA. Huh? I'm sorry?
His name is Doug Christie.
Doug Christie. Now, she used to travel with him.
I know.
She traveled on the road with her husband to make sure that nothing happened. Now, granted, I know she thinks nothing happened. She can't be with him 24/7, although to have her tell it, that's exactly what she did. Okay?
Right.
No matter where they went, wherever there was a game and he was gone, she went with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's only one woman in all these years of all these wives, and you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I can honestly tell you, I remember when an NBA player that I met, you know, when I was much younger, and I can tell you, he approached me. He was a total gentleman. It was wonderful. But I can honestly tell you, the first question that I asked him was if he was married, and he told me he was not. So, ironically, I believed him. I thought, you know, he was telling the truth. He was not telling the truth. And I had time that was invested in that, but kind of got caught up and then found out what the real truth was. So, you know, when a woman says that she thought someone was divorced, guess what? I can bet you 9 out of 10 times that's the case. There are very few men that are going to pop right out and going to say, no, I'm married. Now, if she moves forward from that.
It depends on what the man wants. You know, it depends on what the man wants. If the man wants, you know, her to be a long-term situation, then he would tell her up front, I think.
But how does he know that
when he
just met her? He just met her, and they're talking in the conversation. Because I can tell you, did he think it was going to be a long – I mean, it ended up being an actual relationship, unbeknownst to me.
Well, true.
You know, he had a wife at home that was pregnant. How would I know that? I didn't know that. Now, of course, it is much more difficult for athletes to get away with that type of thing because Google them, you know. But there was a time you couldn't Google anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That wasn't an option back then. Now it's an option. Back then, you would basically be putting your business in the street trying to ask questions. And you didn't want to do that. No one wanted to do that. Nobody wanted anyone knowing their business. So they're not going to start asking questions and do things like that. But now, of course, all you have to do is Google somebody. You pretty much find out exactly what's going on with them, no matter whether it's an athlete, an actor, you know, makes no difference. It doesn't even matter if it's, you know, the school teacher down the street. Because you can find out now. So it's a little bit harder, I think, for men to get to that point. But then, does it make a difference?
No.
Do the women care?
No.
You know, I mean, I can tell you right now, Floyd Mayweather has 5 girlfriends that travel with him, and that's wonderful for them. But he's also sleeping with all 5 women.
Right.
Are one of those women competing with the other 4? I don't think so.
No, they all pretty much know their role and their place, and they all be sitting ringside today.
I mean, but seriously, what does that tell you about these women?
It tells you they're very superficial. It tells you that they like the limelight. It tells you that if they figure that all men are going to cheat anyway, then you might as well be with somebody who's got millions and millions and millions of dollars that's going to give you everything you want material-wise and see and know who he's cheating with, because you're with them all together.
I mean, because if I'm not mistaken, Intel Jackson, he bought her a Bentley, and she then sold it.
Yeah.
So he bought her a lot of stuff, you know, and I get it. But, yeah, he bought her a Bentley, and she sold it, you know. It was her car. She could do what she wanted to do with it. But, you know, she sold a Bentley and got the cash. Okay. Well, you know, it makes you think. It makes you wonder. Here's the thing. You know, there are women who, and like I said, you know, they're player hoes. You know, there's ball of hoes. There's, you know, ringside hoes, okay? There are all kind of hoes. And I'm not, and as
one,
I said.
The new one, ringside, go call them ringside hoes? The women that like to be with a man that has multiple, well, girls, they're the ringside hoes, huh?
Yeah, those are ringside hoes. Those are ringside hoes now. So that's a new oism. I'm added to the list, so everybody pay attention because it's gonna be up. Ringside hoes, you know. it tickles me because, you know, each woman might have her place and that's fine, but he's still paying for it. You know, it's not for free. So there is no emotional tie in there. He doesn't mean anything. And he may be doing it to deal with the embarrassment and the hurt of the Chantel Jackson situation. But the truth of the matter is it's not going to change anything. He's still going to have that hurt until he gets emotionally invested in another woman. That's the only way that hurt is going away. Is when he gets emotionally invested into another woman who is going to make him disappear from his heart. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's always about sex. Sometimes it is just about sex. But you know, a lot of these women now, and there was a time 15 years ago. That I would have said, 10, 15 years ago, I would have said, you know what, it's not always the woman's fault, okay? She may have honestly not known. She may have not had any idea that the man she's seeing is married and, you know, that he's giving her money so that she can live a better lifestyle, et cetera, all of that. All of that is wonderful. But the thing is now you can't do that anymore because you can Google anyone. So anyone says, I didn't know he was married, I want to meet her because I want to slap her, okay? I mean, if you don't have the internet, you have a cell phone. I know you have a cell phone, and on that cell phone is Wi-Fi. Okay, yeah. So whoever the woman is, please let me be very clear. I want to slap her because I know, and everybody else knows, she had access to information to find out exactly who she was dealing with. So she's doing it to get paid. And if she's not doing it to get paid, she's doing it because she loves him, then why do we know about her? Why do we know about her, right?
Yeah, I know.
Why is she out there? You know, why is she being seen, you know? So, you know, because as women, we tend to be nurturers. We want to protect our loved ones in any way we can. But now you have, back to Donald Sterling. You have V. Stiviano, who claims that it was a very good friend of hers who kept these recordings as a safety measure. Well, why do you need recordings of this magnitude that really, truly, you know, this was based on a personal phone call? And so let me tell you, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he's made a statement. Have you heard anything about his statements he's made?
No.
Well, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said the person that leaked the tape should be put in prison because they did it as a form of extortion any way you want to look at it. They leaked the tapes for that reason. Now, does he condone what Donald Sterling did? Not even a little bit. He, you know, he has his beliefs. He's definitely, you know, made his comments about it. And what is ironic is he's got a, it's not really a different perspective. It's just a reality check. You know, people are so interested in the fact that Sterling said this stuff, but the truth is, it's nothing new. It's just he verbalized it. Okay? It's out there. The racism is out there. That's all there is to it. It just came out. You know? Yes, and what Kareem said makes all the difference in the world because when Sterling was discriminating against black and Hispanic families, preventing them from getting housing, and that's all a public record, right? They didn't do anything to him. They did nothing. Now, that's racism in its truest form. But now suddenly, you know, he doesn't want his girlfriend posing for pictures with Magic Johnson on Instagram. And now, and these are Kareem's words, we bring out torches and a rope. You know, well, shouldn't we all have called for his resignation back when he refused housing to blacks and Hispanics? You know, he's made comments in the past. He's had lawsuits as far back as the 90s based on his racism. So this is nothing new with Sterling. Sterling, I got to say, you know what? He's a man of conviction because we don't have to like his convictions or his opinions, but he stands by what the heck he said. So why are we so up and is it because it was Magic Johnson? Do you know what I'm saying?
You know what it is? It's because you actually, it was public. You know, they heard his voice. Like back when that happened before had social media, had these websites like TMZ been prominent like they are right now, then that would have happened then. But this wasn't the world we were living in then. Even though ESPN the magazine ran an article in 2009 written by Jamil Hill, a good friend of mine, that was a great article about all the stuff that he had done, and even what the wife had done, you know, because she was responsible for going to each individual apartment to check and see what ethnicity was living there and all that kind of stuff. And she wrote a great article, and that article didn't get any play, not from ESPN, not from the magazine it was published in. And now they were pushing to run it again now.
Of course. Now it's news. It's no longer gossip, even though they had court documentation proving that Sterling was showing racism to blacks and Hispanics, and it was documented. It was in the court system. You know, he's had people who have sued him, and I tell you what, I don't know if the statute of limitations has surpassed on some of those previous lawsuits, but I can pretty much promise you some of those people are thinking about refiling if they can. Because all it's done now is prove what they've said all along was true. So if they get the opportunity in there, and I can tell you, they're meeting with some lawyers. Don't think for a minute that Sterling's woes are just going to be this, because it's not. It's going a lot further than this, and we may not hear about it mainstream news, but while it's hot right now, things are going to start popping for him. You know, not that he cares. I mean, the guy's worth, what, $90 billion?
Yeah. He's worth
$2
billion something.
Oh, is it $2 billion?
Yeah, $2
billion. I mean, look, it could be $90 million, same to me. $2
billion, yeah,
$90
million.
Yes, he's
worth $2 billion, and when he sells a team, he'll make another billion.
You know, I mean, and now you listen to all of this, but the thing is what Kareem said was true. You know, here is a man who, and he knew that he was being recorded. This is, I mean, the intimate conversations were taped, and then they got leaked. Well, who leaked them? You know, the police aren't even looking into that. And then Sterling makes a comment yesterday and says, I should have just paid her off. Well, what does that mean?
Did she threaten
to put the tapes out there? Why would you have paid her off?
Well, first of all, he's 82, so he don't know what the hell he's saying any damn way. At 82 anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, Eddie's got a 31-year-old girlfriend who celebrates her 21st birthday every year.
Yeah, right.
And more importantly, she is a woman who is Mexican and black. And then, you know, she brings up the fact that she's a product of a rape. So she has no relationship with her father. Now, I don't know if she knows who her real father is or not. You know, it's just something that they put in print. But the whole thing is a very tawdry incident. It's, you know, it's really rather sad to how it's affected so many different people. And, you know, I got to tell you, I'm even a little surprised that one of his players hasn't sued him. That's currently on the team, just based on the fact of what it's done to the team and their mindset. Because we can say they're not playing for him. We can say that, you know, this is not about, you know, their ability. But it's, and I said this to you a week ago, I said he has sabotaged his own team, and I believe that's what it is.
Well, you know, in the NBA alone, you know, he's been sued by former coaches because he hasn't paid, you know, all the coaches that have left that franchise has been there have never received the money that they were due by contract. They've all had to sue him in court to get the money they were owed by contract. Even some players, for that matter, too.
So,
one of the former players said that
we already know that it's a man who has literally, he is a man who truly has no morals, no scruples, no guilt. And this is a man who just happens to be ignorant as well as not a nice person who owns a basketball team, right?
Right, right. And,
so,
you know,
and has a lot of money. So,
right.
You know, and then my other thing is, you know, what's your name, Stiviano?
Yeah.
Is that her name? Stiviano. Now, she just had an offer from a porn producer who something about we could really show you in the backcourt something that they had on Twitter or one of those. But what amazes me is now these offers are coming out, and that's the only offer that I heard she really got. She was on Barbara Walters last night. So I don't know if you had an opportunity to see that or hear
I can't believe she's on Barbara Walters. It's like Superhead being on Oprah, so.
Well, look, and here's the thing with Superhead. That's a good one. That's a good example. Thank you, Superhead. What's so amazing is she wrote a book. It became a number one seller, right? But it never said anything about why they really called her Superhead, because what did she do that was so super?
Well, she's got a video out of her skills. You know,
right, but,
you know,
but where's the trick? I mean, again, anybody can open their mouth and say, ah. Okay.
Well, I think you proved that. I think you preached that point for quite some time.
I actually say they should up and say ah. There's no doubt about it. They should open up and say ah, because here's the thing. Do you know that just recently, and men amaze me because I don't think they should, but a study just came out. You know, there's an old saying that if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. Well, this study totally refutes that altogether, because in the study it actually says if the man is not happy, if he is not happy in his home, he is not happy with his relationship, then him not being happy for whatever reason and whatever, you know, the situation may be, then in this study they said the home life, the situation, none of it is going to be pleasant. That a man that is unhappy is a relationship that no one wants to be involved with. So I've always said that it is give and take, and you should go both ways. And I do believe, you know, that it should be equal on both parts. I do believe that the man should work hard to make her happy, but I really believe a woman should also work hard to make him happy. And sometimes it's the littlest thing. But in today's life, you know, and sex is wonderful. Making love is wonderful. You know, having orgasms is wonderful. And, you know, getting a nut. Fellas, I'm right with you. It's totally wonderful. But at the same time, afterwards, he's going to be hungry. You know, you need to get in the kitchen and fix something to eat. You know, you need to, and I'm being honest, women don't cook anymore. And the women that cook will cook for a gathering of people, but on a one-on-one, you know what, she's working, he's working. I get all that. But you know what, at the same time, you still have to take care of him. Is his stomach full? Does he feel good? You know, and here's another thing. you know, the verbal abuse that women give to men, and I'm not just talking about in private, I'm talking about in public and to their friends, to their family members. You know, that's the reason men have mistresses, you know? That's the reason that men are with other women, because they don't have to deal with that. They don't have to put up with it. They don't have to deal with it. And I get it. You know, now, ironically, with Sterling, I just think he has some issues, you know, because here's a woman who is black and Mexican, but during the tape, he didn't call her black and Mexican. He said black and white. Or no, I'm sorry, he said Mexican and white. He said Mexican and white. He didn't even say black and white. He said Mexican and white. And, you know, I've seen some pictures of her. And yeah, her facial makeup is a little bit lighter, but look at her hands. Her hands are darker. Her legs are dark. I mean, she's not as fair complexion as people would think. And there's no doubt. So whether he's tapping it or not, she... whether she's his wingman, his confidant, whatever it is she is, whatever it is she has done that kept her and him in company, because this is a guy who gave her, what, $1.2 million to buy a duplex?
Mm.
He's given her a Maserati and two Bentleys and a Range Rover. Now, of course, his wife is suing her for all of those gifts, because this is the kicker. His wife is suing because he gave her these things without his wife's knowledge or permission. Whoa. Hold on a minute. What? Now, do I think that that's going to go anywhere? And she's using it because it's a 50-50 state, right? That because they're married, that half of what they own is hers. So basically saying, the wife is saying that her husband can't spend any money without discussing it with her.
Hmm.
And do I think that's going to go anywhere? No, and I'll tell you why. Because if that were the case, it would change everything in America for people who have money. So I don't think that lawsuit's going to go anywhere. That lawsuit's not going to go anywhere. And they're definitely not going to let it go anywhere, because if that happens, I can promise you, there are going to be thousands and thousands of lawsuits. And they're going to be tying up the court system over trivial things like that. And that's exactly what I think it is. Well, we're going to take a break, and we are going to be right back. Please give us a call or tweet us and let us know, but we will be back shortly after this quick break. This is Lady G, and this is True Sex Talk.
Okay, fans out there, listen, if you like MMA, UFC, Floyd Mayweather, anything combat, make sure you tune in to Tribes Martial Arts Radio. It's Tribes MMA Radio every Wednesday night right here on the Real Fan Sports Network, 7:30 p.m. with your host, Sifu Willie Wilson. So make sure you find us on Twitter at Tribes MMA Radio and listen to the show every Wednesday night right here on the Real Fan Sports Network. Just Tribes Martial Arts Radio with your host, Sifu Wilson, on RFSN. Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m.
Calling all sports fans. There's only one place to go to get all your sports news information, radio shows, sports talk, anything that you want to do, that's RFSN, the Real Fan Sports Network. Log on to realfansportsnetwork.com to hear shows from across the country. And, of course, make sure you can hear this show on the Real Fan Sports Network. Go to TuneIn Radio on the TuneIn Radio app and search for RFSN to get sports talk 24/7 from a fan's perspective. That's the Real Fan Sports Network, realfansportsnetwork.com. April 15th is the tax deadline. I repeat, April 15th is the tax deadline. If you have yet to file your income tax or business tax, there's only one company to use, NVIDIA Group LLC. The NVIDIA Group works for any person, any business, and any situation. You'll find them online at NVIDIAGroupLLC.com. That's NVIDIAGroupLLC.com. Don't let April 15th pass leaving money on the table. Use NVIDIA. 972-386-3427, 972-386-3427, or online at NVIDIAGroupLLC.com.
This is Pro Boxer Liddell, the Closer Williams. While I'm busy in the ring, NVIDIA is busy making sure my taxes are done the right way. Together, we make a knockout team. For all your tax preparation needs, there's only one team to call, NVIDIA. 972-386-3427. That's 972-386-3427, or go online at NVIDIAGroupLLC.com and tell them the Closer sent you.
And we thank you for joining us with True Sex Talk with Lady G. And we greatly appreciate you taking the time to listen to us tonight. We know that the fight's going on and, you know, people are definitely paying attention to all the different things that are going on in the sports world. So I thank you very much for listening. I really look forward to hearing from some of you. Remember, TRUSEXTALK. At gmail.com. So please email me with any questions, anything you'd like to talk about, or maybe you have a subject you'd like to hear about. There are no holds barred. I will talk about anything. We've talked about squirting. Yes, squirting. We've talked. We've talked about. Literally, we've talked about, you know, pre-ejaculation and what you can do to reduce it. We've talked about masturbation. We've talked about multiple sex partners. We've talked about, we've even talked to some guys who, you know, they literally on the air confessed to a couple of trains they were part of that I just could not wrap my head around that. But, you know, the women wanted it and they did it. And ironically, I recently saw on one of my shows that just ended for the season, which is Vikings, and it's on the History Channel, but on Vikings they had a princess.
Don't tell me the end yet. I haven't seen it. Don't tell me the end.
It's not the end. It's not the end. But it is a segment where a princess who killed her own brother, and she's pretty much taken over the power of their kingdom. And the princess was with the English king, and she's on top of him, and he said, "I'm finished." And she's like, "You're what?" And she's telling him she's not finished, and he says, "Yeah, I am." And she's like, "Where are you going?" He said, "I'm going to find somewhere to sleep. And let me send in my guard." He sends in three or four guards, and she's real happy. So, you know, some people want it, you know. It isn't always the drunk woman. It can be the sex addict, you know. It could be the nymphomaniac that wants four or five guys at one time. And you know what? God bless her. So you know, we talk about anything, we talk about everything, and we would definitely like to be able to talk about subjects that you want to know about. So whatever those subjects are, please email us, let us know, because we're about being able to truly talk about sex and what's involved. And we've talked about relationships, and as you heard tonight, we talked about what's in the news. And I got to tell you, I really hope that Mayweather literally overcomes everything that has occurred in the last week with him, and I hope he's in the right mindset to do what needs to be done. Because looking at the Clippers and their mindset and how it's been affected, I feel sorry for them.
No, that's a good point.
I mean, you know, I feel sorry for the fellas because they're good players. They deserve to be able to give it their best. But when your mind is not right, you're not going to play right. So, you know, the fellas have worked hard, and they're greatly appreciated, and we feel for them for what they're going through. We are True Sex Talk. We look forward to getting your emails, your phone calls. You know, go and check out truesextalk.com. You know, you're going to notice a lot of things are going to be added to the website, and we're going to be adding more and more things so that we can talk. And we're also going to have some blogs. You can Twitter, hashtag TrueSexTalk. You know, I can tell you I thank all of you out there because, you know, literally I started with Twitter, and it went from, you know, 100, a couple hundred to a couple thousand. So it's all because of you, and greatly appreciate you following us. And we definitely want to talk more and get into the deep, dark, dirty, nasty. So look forward to you joining us next Saturday. We are on every Saturday, Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. And, of course, you're going to find us at the number one place that we're at. And of course, you all know that there's nothing like rfsn.com.
Hey.
So you know who we are. You know, we're all about not just sports, but we're open-minded. We're about communicating, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So look for us. We're doing more. We're doing a lot more racy things. And I promise you next week we're going to get down in the dirt and we're going to get real nasty. You might even get a little bit wet. So be very careful, because when we're out there, I can promise you we're out there. And this is your host. I'm Lady G. And this is True Sex Talk. We look forward to seeing you and hearing from you next week. Have a great weekend and a good week. Good night, all.